from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
But you're right, Cody. We did talk about the AFC. It's that time where you start to figure out how the divisions are going to play out, how the wild card could play out. Let's go to the NFC just briefly here. We won't spend probably as much time on the NFC, given the fact it doesn't have a direct impact on the Chiefs. But the NFC West, do you view it the same as the AFC West? I think it'll be much more competitive because I'm high on the Rams. I think Seattle will be better than we think. The Niners are still going to win that division. I don't think they're going to win it by three games or something. The Niners won that division. But if you were to ask me, like, hey, who could be a problem for them? I think the Rams are going to be very good this year.
This is a little bit like probably the Bills this year. They're probably not closer to that, but eventually the tab's going to come due for the 49ers, but it's not this year. They're going to have to pay the bills on all these players that they've been overpaying for a while. Age will get the better of them. Some will have to let walk because of free agency. But after getting the Ayuk deal done, Debo's still in this team, Christian McCaffrey's still in this team. I still think Kyle Shanahan is one of the five best coaches in the league. It is hard for me to pick against the 49ers in this division unless there's some unforeseen injury. If there was a team to compete against them, I think it's the Rams, but I still think the 49ers win it, yes. It's just hard to imagine that they're not still one of the five most talented teams in the league, right? In what world is it the other way across there? And I just don't think that that's possible. The NFC South is the one that I'm like,
really?
Okay, so I think everyone is just like, it's the Falcons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Easy enough because of Kirk Cousins and some of the offensive weapons. But I fear sometimes what we've run into with players like Allen Robinson or Cortland Sutton, where I'm trying to learn as I get a little bit older, and that maybe Kyle Pitts and Bijan Robinson aren't other world talents. They're just normal talents. And Kirk Cousins can only rise the tide so much of players who are pretty good, but not the superstars everyone's thought they've been for the better part of, you know, for years. And so, and some of it is just like, under normal circumstances, how would I feel about a team winning division with a new head coach, a new quarterback, a new offensive system, a defense that's okay? Like, I wouldn't normally put that in the division winner category.
And there's always outlier. The Texans did that very thing last year.
They did. And so I'm not ruling it out. I will choose the Falcons to win this division, but okay. I think the Bucks might only finish a game back.
Well, I mean, that's definitely plausible. I feel really good about the Falcons. And this was a division that last year I thought the Saints were going to win. They lost on a tiebreaker, right? And the Bucks came out of nowhere and surprised everybody. So maybe that same thing happens and we're discounting the Bucks. I question them with a brand new offensive coordinator. Their old OC is now the head coach in Carolina. Give credit to Baker. He earned the new contract, but I'm still not sold that like Baker's just going to put up the exact same numbers and they're going to be as good. It also was a 9-win team. It's not like the Bucks won the division with 11 wins last year. They were a 9-win team. They were again won a tiebreaker to win the division. I think this is the Falcons division. You know, I agree with you on the Kyle Pitts point. I've been saying he's been overrated for a while, but I also believe Kirk Cousins will make things easier for Kyle Pitts and get the most out of him. Also, Bijan Robinson, maybe they have an offensive coordinator that's willing to utilize him the way a top five pick should be utilized. I don't think their number two receiver is all that bad. Their number two is Darnell Mooney.
Yeah.
And their number one is Drake London. Like, I think for them, it'll be whether their defense improves enough. And hopefully Raheem Morris does that for them. The Falcons, to me, I feel like one of my, out of all the divisions we've gone through, AFC, other than the Chiefs, like, Falcons are fairly high up there that I'm pretty confident on the Falcons winning the NFC South. I just don't believe, so when Carolina, not a factor. Tampa, I gave you the reasoning. And then the Saints, last year, trust me, I was on them, I thought last year was the year. Derek Carr is going to be even worse this year, perhaps.
A lot of it for me is, on the sports end, I tend to wait till year two when it's a crude team all put together. Like, everyone's just like, all right, we took all these pieces we think are good, We shoved them all together into one thing that should be good. And like, that's why I'm going to end up choosing the Falcons, because can Baker do it a second straight time? But it's still just a question for me. Over to the NFC East, Eagles, Giants, Commanders, Cowboys. We can eliminate the Giants immediately. And then I don't think the Eagles are going to, like, after all this, I'm going to choose the Cowboys. And I don't think the Eagles are any good.
I hate that we have the same answers here.
I know. This is the second time in a row. We seem to have similar feelings. I told you a month ago, I was one of two ways in the Eagles. They're either going to be 13-4 and they're going to win the entire NFC and have the best record, or they're going to stink. And the more I get the feeling between Sirianni and Hurts, I think stink. And so I just don't think they're going to win the division. I think Dak Prescott has been playing like a top five quarterback, is playing for a contract, which matters a ton, and they'll win the division. I think the Commanders, it's way too early to predict them to win a division.
If we were just doing order of finish in that division, I think there's a chance it's the Commanders that surprise people, maybe finish second out of nowhere. That would just be more of a flyer. Ultimately, the Cowboys, to me, win that division. Their issues don't impact the regular season. CeeDee Lamb contract stuff, which has been resolved, was not going to impact the season.
No.
Dak Prescott, you said it, he's in a contract year. Michael Parsons in a contract year. Their relationships with the coaching staff appear to be fine. It's Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts reportedly that have a problem.
And have had a problem for years.
So I do think the Cowboys, we can talk about postseason success and the issues and make all the jokes we want there, but the Cowboys, to me, will win the NFC East. So that leaves us with the NFC North, which is a very competitive division.
Let's get a different answer, at
least. Well, hopefully, we haven't talked about this before.
No, we come in blind because we don't want to, like, I don't want to seem disingenuous and we, like, choose different ones just to choose them.
I'm sticking with the Detroit Lions to win the division over the Packers and Bears, who are being discussed to win that division. Nobody really thinks the Vikings will do that with Sam Darnold. And the reason for it is they didn't lose Ben Johnson. If you told me their offensive coordinator was different, I would have had some doubts. But say what you will about Jared Goff, he's been performing at a really, really high level with this offense that still has Amon Ross St. Brown. Jahmyr Gibbs is still there with David Montgomery. Like, I just feel good about that overall offensive group. And we kind of know where they're at. They handled the pressure last year of the hype. They came in Arrowhead, we know, and won. They ended up in an NFC title game. They should have won that game. I don't think we see the huge hangover where they fall off. I think the Lions are the best team, clearly, in that division. The Packers, I'm not sold yet. Jordan Love was really, really good. That's Drew's guy. Jordan Love, that Sunday night game against the Chiefs kind of really got the narrative going for him. He got the big contract. I think he's good, but we've still not seen a full season to where I'm ready to just go say, like, all right, he's just solidified now as a top 10 quarterback in the league. I'm not there yet. And then the Bears, Caleb Williams is a rookie. We saw CJ Stroud had a career year, or a rookie record, I should say.
And they won their division.
And they won their division.
Bad division.
In a bad division that had a lot of issues with quarterbacks. This division doesn't have that. I don't think the Bears are ready in year one. Caleb Williams, to me, ultimately will not make the playoffs in his first year.
So I went back and forth on this one a little bit. I just would never really particularly choose a coach I don't trust, which is what Chicago has, even if I like the rest of it in a rookie quarterback year. I ended up, so we had one different in the AFC. I had a different AFC East winner. And we have one different in the NFC. Congrats, Gold. We got two different, at least on that side. I'll take the Packers. Not because I'm like fully gung-ho all aboard the Jordan Love train, but I think, you know, Goff is established and we know what he is. But we also know that Goff typically lands somewhere in that 7-10 range at quarterback, which I think certainly Jordan Love could land in this year or better than in there. What it is about the Packers, and I think the reason why I chose them is I kind of like their schedule. The Packers get the same, you know, same conference, same division, but they've got the Cardinals this year. They've got, you know, Jags team I don't really believe in. They've got, you know, like Seattle, who I don't think is good. The Saints late, the Vikings late, the Bears at home late. I think some of the way their schedule lines up favors them late, and I think they end up finding a way to win the division. Obviously, like all of us, I think this division is incredibly close, and I think there's still a big, like, year two jump maybe coming for those Packer wide receivers. All of them finished between like 600 and 800 yards last year. Sure feels like they could all just take that slight uptick, and they might end up having one of the better young wide receiver units in the NFL in a second full year under Jordan Love. So it's close, but I'd take the Packers.
So who are the wild card teams for you? I've got the Rams, very high on them. I still don't think they win the division, but I think they could do some things in the playoffs. I have the Packers still making the playoffs. This last one, I went back and forth. I'm still going to put in the Eagles, but I told you if we were doing order of finish, I think there's a chance the Commanders finish second in the NFC East this year with a rookie quarterback.
Sure.
And I want to put the Commanders as the final wild card spot as one of the biggest surprises in the NFL this year. If that happens, Dan Quinn might be coach of the year. Probably would be in the NFL. I'll stick with the Eagles for the official
Lions, pick. Rams, Bears. I'm not a non-believer of the Bears so much I don't think they can make the postseason. I just don't think they can win the division, which means I think three NFC North teams are going to the playoffs. I think they get to take their turns beating up on Minnesota a little bit. Kevin O'Connell's a really good coach. I just think they'll lose a lot of close games when it's, you know, not even J.J. McCarthy. It's a former flunked out quarterback, and maybe he has his Baker Mayfield year. I don't know. But I just have a hard time buying that in that division, that team's going to compete. So I'd have those three teams in.
I am, for the wild card, I've got a little bit of a team out of left field for you. But the division winners, I think the Cowboys win the East, Lions, North, Falcons, and Niners. Okay. I think the Rams make it. I think the Packers make it in the wild card. How about the Cardinals potentially making it in as
I mentioned 17? Them like a month ago as a sneaky team.
I do have the Commanders, by the way, finishing second.
Defense stinks. Commanders finish.
Okay, so you're kind of on the,
I think the Eagles' problems, like if that does blow up, the likelihood of the Commanders actually finishing second actually isn't too far-fetched.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I got to look at the odds to see if it's worth betting the Commanders to make the playoffs. For the official pick, I'll go Eagles. But yeah, it's something I thought of. The Cardinals are interesting. We did, Cody, talk about this because Kyler Murray, I think we're all in agreement. People have kind of forgotten about him. He's been hurt, the Call of Duty stuff and all that. I actually think he's going to have a really nice year. I just don't think they have enough in a really tough division to ultimately get to, what, 10 wins for a wild
Niners,
card spot.
Niners, Rams.
Is that what it's going to happen?
Seattle, too.
Defense,
like,
Seattle.
Seattle. Like, I would still bet on Seattle more likely to make the playoffs than the Cardinals. I think in year one, Mike McDonald could actually have a really good season for Seattle.
The Cardinals right now to make the playoffs, on at least on FanDuel, yes, is plus 310.
Okay, what about the Commanders?
Commanders to make the playoffs is same odds.
See, I'd rather bet the Commanders between the two.
I think I'd rather bet the Cardinals. Commanders.
I think it's tough.
The division's my problem.
I know, but like, it's not like the East is, the NFC East is easy.
No, but I got, the NFC West is better than the East, though. The worst team in the NFC East is the Giants. The worst team in the NFC West is maybe Seattle or Arizona themselves. Like, yeah. I don't know. It's interesting. I mean, look, we were very chalky with our picks, which scares me because usually it's the NFL, and we do talk about parity in the playoffs maybe not existing, but in the regular season it does. And so there will be a surprise team, whether it's one that we mentioned or not, that ends up taking a spot from one of these.
I think Cody, to your point about the Falcons, they are the one team that we look at it and it's like, they look really good on paper, but what if they don't get off to a good start? They have Pittsburgh to start off with. I know that's a game they should win. Then if you look at the remainder of
the rest of the division stinks. Nope. Like, even if you think the Falcons aren't good, nobody's winning 11 or 12. Like, no. Here, you at least agree with me on this.
10 and 7.
Like, even if you are like, hey, it's not going to be easy. Maybe that's true. And the Falcons barely win it. But be honest, is there any other team in that division you can see winning 12 games? I'm not saying the Falcons are winning 12 or 11. I think 11's in play. Is there any other team you could actually believe deep down that they could win 11? The only team that could win 11 is the Falcons in that division.
Yeah, I agree.
The only team that I think could potentially win it is the Buccaneers, but they don't win with 11. They win with 9 or 10 again.
Think it's a 9-win team winning a division, well, then everybody's got a shot, I guess, and we'll just see what happens.
That's how I felt about it last year.
I trust Kirk Cousins. I know people, again, for whatever reason, make their jokes or whatever. Yeah. He is by far the best quarterback in that division. It's not close.
People would kill to have
not close.
People would kill to have their schedule down the stretch.
And if they somehow beat, they're not going to beat the Chiefs, I don't think, but if they did that, that swings an extra win in their direction in week three when they host the Chiefs on Monday Night Football. That's going to be a crazy atmosphere.
From November onward, they have the Cowboys, then they have the Saints, the Broncos, the Chargers, the Vikings, the Raiders, the Giants, the Commanders, the Panthers.
That's the Falcons schedule?
Yes.
Oh, man.
From the month of November onward.
It's the easiest
in the league. It has to be.
It's a pretty good schedule.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.